This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1045, Scrumptious Part 3 Sample Answers.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Food, cooking, and eating habits are all very common IELTS topics. Today, you'll hear our sample Band 9 speaking Part 3 answers about all of these things and more.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
Excellent. I want to tell you a story about something that happened last night, but I know it's related to something we're going to talk about, so I'll save it for my answer.
Okay. Are we going to talk about cooking?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And then, guys, we already have our episode planned for tomorrow about grammar mistakes. So definitely, guys, come back for that. We have just the episodes this week, guys, so effective. I love it. They're all so useful and different. Guys, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, you should be, because we explore every aspect of IELTS, from grammar to vocab to ideas, preparation, anxiety. And you know what, guys? Every single episode has new and necessary information. So if you're not subscribed, hit subscribe right now, guys. Okay. So, we're going to do some part 3 sample answers today about cooking and eating habits. And guys, this is a very common area to have to think about on IELTS. Cooking, eating, farming, even agriculture. I mean, this comes up all the time.
Yeah, definitely. And specifically how things are in your culture or your country compared to others, that happens a lot too. So it's really not enough just to know, you know, what you eat. It's also important to sort of open your mind and discover what other people are eating, what's it like in other cultures and other countries. So if you're asked to compare, you have something to say.
And actually, that is a very good note, guys, that so much of the answers, especially related to food, are also related to your culture, guys, and your life experience. So Make sure that you are trying to read recipes in English that come from your culture, right? Read about restaurants in English that serve the cuisine that you enjoy, because it can be really tough if you're asked about an easy topic, but you think it's easy, but then you realize, I've never talked about this in English. I only know this vocabulary in my first language. So guys, this is an important takeaway today already, that you do need to start preparing in English for topics like food and cooking, because that can be surprisingly difficult.
Yes, I had that experience in France, actually, when I first went in as an exchange student, and they were asking me what types of food I like to eat. And I realized I didn't know very many words, just like very basic food vocabulary. And I was so bummed that I couldn't share with them some of the foods that we ate in the United States. I was having to like look all these words up in the dictionary. And that we don't want that to happen on IELTS, where you realize, I only know how to talk about this in my first language.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've seen students get derailed by seemingly easy questions like this, and their vocab about food and cooking is so basic that it just brought down their whole score. So yes, okay, that's awesome. Let's get to our sample part 3 answers. Aubrey, I'm going to ask you first, okay? Are you ready?
Yes, all right. I am ready.
Tell me about the types of food that people eat in your country.
Oh, we eat all types of different foods in the United States, and it really depends on where you live geographically. Here in the Southwest, we eat a lot of Mexican food, New Mexican food. So burritos, tacos every Tuesday. Taco Tuesday is a thing here. But we also, you know, cook foods from everywhere. I love to cook Italian meals. In fact, just last night, I decided to try my hand at eggplant parmesan, and that is no joke. It took forever. There was so much to the process. I had to slice the eggplant and salt it and let it drain for 2 hours. Oh, and no. Then you have to dredge it in flour and egg and breadcrumbs and fry it. And then you layer it with the cheese and sauce. Like, it was just so complicated. And I realized I'm never making that again.
Awesome. Okay, that was so awesome. Guys, so much good vocab in that answer. I want to point out two phrases. Aubrey said, I decided to try my hand at. So that's a great idiom. It just means to try to do something, right? Usually manually, obviously, with your hands. So cooking qualifies. Try my hand at something. And then dredge, very specific adjective describing the action of pulling food through something else so it's covered by that thing, right? So to dredge the eggplant through the breadcrumbs, it means you're just like covering it with breadcrumbs. So,
yes.
Okay.
And it's adjective and as a verb, right? So you'd say something is dredged when it has been covered like that. And then the verb to dredge something, right? So, but yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I have no idea how to say that in French, and I consider myself quite fluent. It's just such specific vocab to cooking.
Yes. Such specific cooking vocab. And if we're honest, a lot of it is French. You know, like I know, we get right? a lot of our food vocab from French. So there's that. Okay, I'm ready for a question.
Okay. How are eating habits now in your country different from eating habits in the past?
Oh my gosh, that is so difficult because I feel like eating habits don't just change like by the decade, although they do, but they also change almost like by the month sometimes, because I feel like every month there's a new study that's released telling us something new is bad for us and something we thought was bad is actually okay. So it's really difficult to get a handle on what people should be eating. And these days, so many more people are health conscious as compared to the past. So we pay attention to these, you know, studies that are released. So let's see if I could answer just in general, I would say for the most part, despite the stereotypes of like the overweight Americans, you know, just consuming nothing but McDonald's, I would say for the most part, we're actually pretty healthy as compared to the past. If you look at a cookbook that came out like in the 1950s, it's going to be full of butter and salt and like very high fat concoctions. But today, the average cookbook is all about like vegetables and keto friendly and blah, blah, blah. So I would say like, well, at least we're trying to be healthier today, although I can't promise we actually are.
Nice. Oh, that's such a good answer. You guys have to go back and listen to the whole first chunk of Jessica's answer, which was all filler while she was trying to kind of think of like, are we healthier? Has it changed? But it was so native and natural. You guys might not even have noticed, but go back and listen to how much filler she uses before she finally says, you know, to really get a handle on what people should be eating. And that's when she actually really starts answering the question. And it's like halfway through the answer.
Yeah, that's true. That was a great deal of filler.
Guys, so good.
Filler is fantastic if you need time to sort out your thoughts, right? Yes. And as we tell students and personal coach, fillers matter. Fillers help your score, you guys. Context is important. It is native. It is natural. It is therefore band 7 or higher. Gives you time to think. Great for pronunciation. And, you know, as I just said, very native and natural.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. Exactly.
Okay, let's do one more. I'm going to ask you one more question, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. How may eating habits change in coming decades?
That is a fascinating question. I've watched a lot of sci-fi movies, and I'm thinking of Star Trek in particular, where they would push a button and some kind of food would come down a little elevator of some type and they would just grab it out and eat it or drink it. And I've always been excited for the day that cooking for my family is that easy. I can just push a button and something arrives on a little conveyor belt and it's healthy and delicious and I didn't have to do anything. So I'm really hopeful that that will happen eventually. But if I'm honest, that's probably not going to happen in the next decade or two. But I do think people will start getting smarter about using farm fresh foods and being healthier because more and more we know about how unhealthy foods affect our bodies and the diseases and nobody wants to die early. So the more we're aware of what could happen, the more we are trying to eat healthy. And so I think restaurants are going to, we see restaurants continuing to open that are providing better options. And so I think we will start getting healthier.
I just want to say, Aubrey, what a lovely voice you have.
Well, thank you.
We get so many comments, and I'm sure listeners are nodding their heads right now. How much students love the way you speak. It's so clear. The way you enunciate is so lovely. Okay, just wanted to throw that out
there. Thank you,
Jessica. But I do want to highlight one more thing, guys. And this is something that I have told students for years and years and years. Reading sci-fi, you guys, and watching sci-fi is so great for speaking part three because you're asked to predict the future so often. And like that's the best place for ideas. As you were talking about the food replicator in Star Trek, The Next Generation, yeah. I can picture it in my mind, but then my mind also jumped to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books because there's also a food replicator in those stories. And the problem is like it can make everything but tea. Like it just cannot make tea properly.
Oh, that's
and it's
funny.
Like a big joke in the books. Anyways, guys.
Well, and listen to the word Jessica said, replicator, because I don't think I paused at all, but I couldn't come up with that word. It was like on the tip of my brain. So I just said elevator thing or something, right?
Yes.
I'm like, it just creates, I just sort of said it another way. I like paraphrased because I couldn't come up with that word and it's fine.
But the paraphrasing was so good. Like,
it worked.
A little elevator and a conveyor belt. Like, these are all great vocabulary words. So it's awesome. Okay, guys, definitely listen to today's episode a couple times. And I would love to hear how you would answer these questions, guys. If you are a Three Keys student, go ahead and pop one of your answers into our Facebook group. And if you're not a Three Keys student, what is happening, guys? Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to check out our course guaranteed to increase your IELTS score. And remember, guys, we still come out with three fresh new episodes every single week here on the podcast. So if you're not subscribed, hit subscribe right now and share this show with a friend who is also studying for IELTS.
Yes, and bonuses sometimes if you aren't subscribed, the bonuses won't come up automatically. So if you just go in there, you got to make sure you're subscribed. So you don't miss any of our exciting announcements.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Aubrey. Well, I hope you have a great day and you don't have to cook at all.
Yes, same.
All right. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.